in one of our church minute books, 1840-something, the minister preached a historical sermon one time. It was in the 1870s that he preached it, but he referred to this terrible yellow fever epidemic of 1840-something. And he was very flowery about it. He said, "For 6 long and weary weeks we bore the dead to their graves in an almost unending stream. The heads of families perished. The eloquent orator and the learned lawyer, the maiden was cut down in the bloom of her youth and beauty. The heads of households were swept away, leaving weeping widows and desolate orphans." He spread himself on that. It was interesting. But at that time, nobody had any idea that mosquitoes were transmitting it.
This lamp that the colored people would make, did you ever hear that called a flambeau?
No, a flambeau was for light, as I understand it.
What was the flambeau like?
Never saw one. Well, another name for it would be a torch.
How do you picture that? You say it was for light?
I just guess now that it was cloth or cotton fastened on the end of a pole or an iron rod, moistened with kerosene, petroleum, some kind of oil that would burn. And it would set fire, and that would create some light. Flambeau is a French word, I believe.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner...
The what?
Inside the tire of the car, you have the inner...
Tube.
And if someone had just built a boat, and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they were going to...
Launch it.
What different kinds of boats did people have for small boats for fishing?
Usually skiffs or bateaux. Bateaux is a French word too. Bateaux. And most of them, all the larger ones, had seats and oar locks for two sets of oars. Especially if you got into the current, you would need two good stout oarsmen to buck that current. The boats were usually flat-bottom skiffs, we called them. Later on, two pretty well-to-do men here had built a steam launch. It had a little upright boiler and a steam engine in it. It was pretty large by that time. And they would go up and down the river in that and go over to a Bear Lake in Louisiana for hunting and fishing during season. I recall only one, the Rambler. Some friends of mine that lived around the corner were interested in it. Mr. Grandson, downstairs in the back there. But that was the only one I can recall around here.
This bateau, was it pointed at each end or?
No, square. A skiff was pointed at the front end, but not at the back. But bateau was square at both ends.
Did you ever hear of a pirogue?
Yes, I've heard of them only in use down in the Louisiana bayous. I don't think I ever saw one.
Say, if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in his clothes and tell him, "Here."
I don't know. I never had a children to dress.
Well, would you say, "Here are your clothes," or "Here's your clothes," or how would you say that?
I don't know. I suppose eventually said, "Now it's time you learn to dress yourself."
And say if you went into food store, and they had a new kind of cheese, and they wanted you to try it. They'd offer you a free.
Very often they would cut off a piece and give it to you to try it.
And they'd call that a free. What?
No. I think it's just called a sample. Mm-hmm. But way back on when I was a small boy, they used a French term, lagniappe, L-A-G-N-I-A-P-P-E, which was something that they gave you as a gift in addition to what you bought.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to be a custom, especially in Louisiana, and particularly in New Orleans. People expected lagniappe of some kind or other.
Did they use that term around here in Vicksburg?
They used to when I was a small boy. Mm-hmm. The custom died out.